Hi, this is Carl from Potentio Secret Shopping, and I'm talking this morning about Sky Broadband. And I must admit to being, for the second time in a few years, quite seduced by Sky and a brand and the channels available. So I made the switch from BT to Sky recently, and I'm wishing that at this point that I didn't do that. I suspected that I might feel this way, but took a punt on it anyway. Basically what happened was, most recently, was been waiting for my Sky broadband router to arrive. There was a switchover from BT to Sky on the 11th of April, which meant that my BT broadband line was cut in preparation for Sky. And of course the router from Sky hadn't arrived on the 11th or the 12th, and I decided to stay in yesterday, actually. So I hadn't arrived on the 11th, 12th or 13th, stayed in yesterday because Sky told me that it would arrive, and it didn't. And three or four phone calls later with Sky, I got the track and trace number of the router from Royal Mail and got around to checking that this morning to find that the router had actually been returned back to Sky because Royal Mail couldn't find my address. So I spoke with Sky this morning, and the woman was polite and said that she understood my feelings, at which point I had to really say, I'm not sure that you actually do. As with these things, you know, sometimes the sentiment is there, I suppose, but really, is there very much empathy and accountability? Basically, I now have to wait another 3 or 4 days for the router to be returned, and then another one to be sent out to me. And in the meantime, of course, I took a day away from the office to work at home yesterday. I had to use my Vodafone dongle. I was charged extra money for data. I had limited bandwidth, so I couldn't actually do an important job relating to a client yesterday, which needed a substantial bandwidth. And I was away from the place where I needed to be, which was the office yesterday. So what's annoying here is that, you know, these organizations, these large organizations, these service providers, it seems to be that, you know, their service ecosystem is more important than the customers. So when you've got these menu systems, when you call in for Sky, you know, basically about 10 options that you have to choose from, and then another 5 you have to choose from, and then another 3 you have to choose from. And then you have all of these service processes that ultimately means you don't get a router delivered, and there's no one person who really cares and is taking responsibility for that. That doesn't fit with what the customer wants. And it's really bad news in terms of, you know, my view of Sky as a customer. So here I am now on the way back into work without a router, and having to wait another 3 to 4 days. Now, I'm not the first person to have commented on Sky's service, and indeed my colleague Jan from Potentio has had a similar experience recently as well, and we'll see how they respond to this. So this is Carl from Potentio at Secret Shopping. Hope you have a great day. Speak to you soon. Bye now.